This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, till we turn it over to Fred. Yesterday it was Jerome. Today it's Mr. Barrett, I believe.
Yes.
Who?
JT Barrett, JT rocked the Barrett. Mic.
Winner. So no AJ, but JT, or I mean AJ, yes, no Fred, but AJ and JT.
Oh, that'll be interesting radio.
Yes, it will be.
I was surprised at the pairing too, but it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen. It's going to be, I just have a feeling AJ is going to be super mean.
There's no doubt about it. I don't know what gave you any idea he would be anything but.
Josh said, I like listening to y'all every day, but with only an NBA award show going on the previous night, I may have to switch to nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, someone else said fork in their eye because more NBA talk.
That was Josh. Joshua. Salopak, I think is how you pronounce his name. Okay. Oh, I don't know.
And you get the blame for that. You brought it back up.
And then Trey just called me a stupid-ass dumb face.
Juggalo Trey?
No. Ignacio. He said, you stupid-ass dumb face. The blitz with AJ had the noon spot that led into Dukes and Tepper before the drive time spot. All right. I had no idea. I don't know. I don't know anymore, Joel. I don't know.
We should talk about that lineup that used to be a little bit more, just so that it doesn't sound like nails on a chalkboard. That's what I think. All right, so your Stros are back on the diamond tonight. The hometown 9 at home for the next 7 games. Oakland and the Yankees to the juice box. Pitching lineup, as I gave you yesterday, not exactly intimidating or sexy, but if the lineup keeps hitting the way they've been hitting, still may be okay. Yay? Nay?
Yeah, as long as they're putting up 4 runs an inning twice in a game, they should be fine, even with bad pitching. I mean, you know, some of these guys that they're running out there, yeah, they're going to need 7-8 runs a game to win those games. And if they get shut down, they run into a buzzsaw and only score 1 or 2, they're probably not going to win those games, whether it's Martez or Paulino or, you know. I mean, Fires is pitching much better. Again, you got to give that dude credit. You can't knock the hustle. He's out there trying.
No.
But he still scares me. I still say with guys like Fires, and you guys can hate on me all you want, and nobody has yet, but I know if I keep saying it, they will. But with guys like Jake Mariznick, Marwin Gonzalez, Mike Fiers, these guys will regress to their mean at some point. I really believe that.
So far above his mean that.
But imagine, I mean, you know, even Carlos Correa, I think he's a 280 hitter. I think he's hitting like 300. I think he's hitting like 300 right now. I fully expect him to end the season around 280.
Which is still good numbers.
Sure, because he'll put up power numbers at that position, and I'm good with that. I'm just saying, don't expect him to hit 3. And maybe he's turned a corner. He is young. He's not as, you know, he doesn't have as many seasons of doing the same thing over and over that these other guys do. But just keep in mind, baseball, it's a long season. That's why I say, you know, you were quick to give me credit for the Rockies. They haven't done anything yet. We're not even at the All-Star break, and they're already fading.
So you had them playoff bound, man. That's a good team right there.
Just like I said, watch the Royals. We're not even at the All-Star break. They're still less than 4 games out. I think they're 2.5 games out right now, or 3.
Close.
So it's a long season. A lot of this stuff is going to turn again.
Sean Manaea tonight. I got into it with a few people this morning who are like, oh goody, Sean Manaea, at least they can light him up. Folks, he may be 0-2 against your Stros, but he's got a 2.23 ERA against Houston in 6 career starts. Something about that lefties in general, but that lefty with his stuff, he can hold his own. He's not a bad pitcher. So they got to be careful. Yes, Fiers for the Astros tonight. 5-2, got the ERA down to 3.81.
Our good listeners,
yes,
our suspects,
yes,
have gone out and gotten us some Charlie Morton news.
Okay.
Somebody texted and said that he is starting a rehab game tonight in Fresno. And then, you know me, I'm like, prove it, show me the link. And so someone else did send a screenshot with his information, and it says he is starting – will make a second rehab start Tuesday with AAA Fresno. So good. He's actually making his rehab starts. That means he's close. If he's doing those rehab starts, he's not far off.
Here's my thing, though. What are you hiding? Why don't we hear about that?
Yeah, why is it so difficult? Why do I have to get that? It looks like the screenshot was from like a fantasy, like a rotisserie ticker or something like that. Why am I having to go to rotisserie to get news on a starting pitcher for the best team of baseball? That doesn't make sense.
So do you agree with me on Sean Manaea?
Yeah, don't sleep on him.
Yeah, he can play. He can pitch. He can pitch against the Astros especially, too. But the A's are 12-25 on the road. So not so good.
Yeah, not great.
So the Astros return home 7 games this week. And that Yankee series should be fun.
I'm looking forward to that. And I'm definitely going to one of those games because I want to see Judge live. I want to see him. I might even have to go to their locker room.
You want to nestle up to him in an interview setting,
don't
you?
But I do. I might go to their locker room and get some audio.
Yeah, go to the visitor's locker room and
get a step stool and a ladder.
Because you want to see him shirtless.
Yeah. What? And you want to get a good close selfie.
Yep, that's what I think. You want to go to
I think you guys are projecting your desires onto me because
I don't
never
go to the visitor locker room.
I never said anything
about that. I don't
either.
I've never been in there. Thank you.
Yep.
Have I? No.
I think you have.
I feel like you guys are just projecting, and that's okay. By the way, how was the parade this past weekend?
Yeah, Nick, how was it?
Colorful.
Oh, it's a good call.
Did you see this picture? Someone made a big deal about it, but apparently after the Pride parade downtown, there was lots and lots of trash left on the streets. And I have a feeling that people are blowing it out of proportion because I feel like after every parade, there's tons of trash. But I think that it's just probably some, you know, far right weirdo that's like, you see what I mean? This is why they can't get married because they left some trash on the ground. It's like, well, every parade leaves trash,
homie.
I don't
see why that should even be a story.
But it became a big deal, apparently. So who knows? I didn't go. I was just seeing if you guys went and what y'all thought about it.
I did not go. I'm sure you can expand on that.
Whoa, guys. Don't get defensive.
There's no defense.
I'm just asking.
Lisa has gone in the past, and we were supposed to go, but we had things to do.
Okay. I don't know why you made that face, Joel.
I don't know what you're talking about trying to get me in trouble. I made no face at all. So.
The text is getting out of control. Now they're fighting with people on Twitter, and I don't know how I'm in some weird inception text Twitter war that I'm just not going to participate in. So I'm out. Hey, Joel. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear the break music. I was going to say, I saw something today on the internet that says Uranus keeps opening up every day.
That's what happens.
And I was going to see what your thoughts were.
That's what happens in space, Barry.
I was going to get your, I was just going to, you know.
Yeah, let it flow.
Give you some information on Uranus opening up every day.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. NASA has a lot to say about Uranus. So, just thought we'll do that when we get back from break. I know we got to go, but you'd be surprised. Are we going? I'm going to do it. Oh, my God. What? Joel's going to let me take us to break? Shut your mouth. We'll be back right after this. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick, Barry, Joel, 4 o'clock is the deadline when we turn it over to the Blitz. But before then, we still have plenty of shenanigans to get to. We have talked about NBA, just to please you, those the junkies that listen to us every day. We've talked baseball. We've talked a little bit of in between.
And now, Joel.
Yes, Barry.
We should talk about Uranus.
By the way, let's not forget, we have talked about Home Fix-It Show.
Yes.
Home Improvements has been mentioned.
Correct.
In detail.
You tried to make me gag on air, which I didn't appreciate.
And next week, Barry is going to drink dirty toilet water.
No, that'll never happen. I got this article off of I Bleeping Love Science, which is iflscience.com. But it said Uranus is all over the place, Joel.
He doesn't say Joel, by the way.
It spins weirdly. Its magnetic field is off center, and now we've just found out it may open and shut its magnetosphere every day.
Yeah, you know where it goes? In the waxy buildup of your toilet?
The Georgia Institute of Technology published an article that said, modeling the systems around Uranus, they found that its magnetosphere occasionally opens up to allow solar wind through. I'm not even making this up. I feel so childish, but I'm like, who writes this article and doesn't and don't realize what they're doing?
This is what makes me feel childish. This, of all the things that he brings up, this makes him feel childish.
Yeah.
Because I'm giggling. Really? Because it makes me giggle. That's why. I shouldn't be I'm a grown-ass man. Uranus jokes are third-grade jokes, and I still laugh at them. I'm still guilty when it says that essentially Uranus opens to let solar wind out. That makes me giggle on the inside, and it shouldn't. See? There was a live listening to Uranus. Solar winds. Unfortunately, though, we've got very little information about Uranus. Most of our data comes from the flyby of Voyager in the 86, our only spacecraft to ever visit the planet. I did read something interesting about Uranus. See? There's no reason I should be this silly about it.
There's plenty.
Its magnetic field is equally weird. It's tipped by about 60 degrees to the planet's rotation, and it's also offset from the center by about one-third of the planet's radius. So they're not sure why, but they think that it collided with something the size of Earth a while back and made it tilt and rotate weirdly. So it says, on Earth and indeed other planets, our magnetic field lines come from pretty near our geographic poles. Although magnetic north and south changes a bit, but not so on Uranus.
How many people now are on the chalkboard?
Hmm?
How many people now driving around town listening on the chalkboard?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
How many people have a fork in their hand right now?
I'm just reading facts. This is all science, Joel. I don't know why you would say science doesn't matter, but science matters.
Okay. Science matters, Nick. Write it down.
It does. Did you know there's an Oscar Mayer Wiener drone? Did you hear about this? Is this too childish?
That can't be more childish than what you've been saying.
First of all, I did.
Where's the drone? In Uranus? No. Well, we just covered that story.
No, did you know they have a hot dog gun at Philly Stadium?
Oh, hot dog gun?
Yes. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I saw this. It's so Oscar Mayer, you know how they have the Wiener Mobile, right?
I'm very well aware.
They have the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. They have an Oscar Mayer three-wheel scooter, and then they have all these wiener vehicles, mm-hmm. and they're now coming out with a wiener drone to where they can drop hot dogs. They can drop wieners on people one at a time.
Just flying wieners all over the place.
Just wieners hitting you in the face at a game. You don't know where the wieners are coming
Game's
from.
Game's going slow. You're bored. Just nothing like, better than dropping a wiener.
Just a wiener falls
right
from
your
the
forehead,
sky.
Just,
yeah.
Boom.
Slap. Now, why doesn't...
No buns. Wieners, no buns. I don't get it. No buns with the wieners. Just straight wieners. Well, straight wieners was probably not a good choice of words.
God, he just I was just like, now why isn't the wiener talk making him laugh like the Uranus talk?
This is a true story. This is a thing.
But then he went straight wieners and no buns, and then it all hell broke
loose. The best part about the story, though, is that they show the Philly fanatic shooting wieners with a hot dog cannon into the crowd, and he shoots a pig in the face. With some mascot is out there in a pig costume, and he shoots the pig in the face with the wiener gun and knocks him down. I'm like, can I get this attached to my truck? I would love to have the wiener gun in the back. G.I. Joe style, where you're just riding around the city, just shooting wieners at people. God, that would be fun. It'd be harmless, too. You'd be like, oh, could you imagine? You're just walking down the street one day, just minding your own business. All of a sudden, you get hit in the face with a hot dog. And you're like, hey, what the? Oh, that didn't hurt. Like, that wasn't so bad. It was a hot dog. That's okay. That would be awesome. I want that. Go down to the Pride Parade.
You've been dying to ride the Wienermobile for quite a while.
I can't believe you said that, Nick. Huh?
You've been dying to ride the Wienermobile for a while. So now you can, you got alternatives.
I would absolutely ride the Wienermobile. Yep. Absolutely. Have you ever seen it around town?
I've seen it around the country.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's getting around then.
The Wienermobile gets around.
I see that. I've seen it a couple times here in Houston. I would, it's one of those ones where you want to take a picture with it. What? I would. You wouldn't take a picture with the Oscar Mayer hot dog car thing?
I'm not a hot dog dude, so no.
I know you're not.
No pork, just beef.
Turkey dogs.
Negative.
They're all right. I'm not. My wife and I, by the way, for the 999 challenge that we're going to do, which I think is this Friday, we're doing it.
How do you not know that?
It is this Friday. I'm a little nervous, but I told her we definitely can't do turkey dogs. We've got to get real hot dogs because you can only have like one turkey dog or two. After that, they start to get gross.
Really?
It's too much. Yeah, it's way too much. Just got to go regular old weenie.
Well, I just can't wait to get the pictures when you start riding the wiener mobile.
But they do. They have now. They've added the wiener drone to the mix. So I just thought that was
interesting. That could be offensive, could it not?
What? A
if
wiener
you get
drone?
Hit in the face by an unwarranted and unwanted wiener,
might make you feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I mean
violated, right in your private space.
Some people might just be sitting there, like, you know, if you're there, God, give me a sign. And then, boom, wiener falls in your lap. You're like, oh my God, he's real. Like you'd be like, you know what I mean? Like you have hot dogs falling from the sky. What's wrong with that? Food, delicious, delicious food falling from the sky. There's nothing wrong with that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because this entire segment was just filled by the fun and games department of Barry Laminack.
I'm sorry. I'll tweet the links out.
As far as Uranus.
One of these was science.
To the droning wiener mobile.
One of these was science and the other one was a legit food company in the U.S. America. I don't know what you're talking about. These are both above board topics, Joel.
I don't know what board you're riding. But.
Yeah, and I even mixed in some sports with the Philly Fanatic.
Why are you helping him?
Shooting a pig in the face from the wiener gun.
Why are you helping him?
You talking about wieners for a whole segment is just...
Nope. I'm talking...
Well, you didn't... Not, no, don't sell him short now. He got a healthy dose of Uranus in there besides talking about wieners.
Now who's being childish, Joel?
I'm stating the facts.
You're jumping on that train and just being childish.
What were you talking about? South breezes through...
No, it's solar winds through open
solar
up.
Winds.
When Uranus opens up, it lets the solar winds go.
You know, that's got to be fun, though. I would love to be the guy controlling the drone, just dropping wieners on everybody.
Right?
I think that'd be hilarious.
Well, I thought you were going to say being the guy writing the article for I freaking love science
nope.
about Uranus and the solar winds, and you're just like,
you
I can't believe.
He more than you or less
oh,
than you?
Oh, way more. You know, he sent that to the editor. That was edited like five times.
I guarantee he had fun with the headline.
You know, the editor was like, bro, really? Grow up. And he's like, this is science.
I guarantee the headline guy was having a whole lot of fun with that article.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, the headline literally from the article is Uranus keeps opening up every day. Of course they had fun with it. But I do love science, so.
All right, so we continue to roll on. We got about a half hour to go before the end of the show. If you want to join us, please do. And please come up with a topic other than the two that we just got done referencing. But if you want to talk about that, Barry's here. 713-780-3776. The HRNP listener line will get you in on text and calls or hit us up on Twitter. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. And she's the dollar, but it broke his heart, so he stuck his middle finger to the world, to the world, to the world.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. Usual Suspects. Before we head out the door and the Blitz heads in.
Well, kind of the Blitz. The blue.
Oh, the blue.
The it is out.
Yeah.
It's just the blue. With JT.
It's fitting.
Yeah. The blue. Oh, the blue. It's fitting?
The blue.
The blue.
Did you hear what he's doing, by the way?
Oh.
The barbecue challenge, AJ, where he's
going to
the top 50 barbecue joints
ridiculous.
Across the state, and you got to get like a passport stamp for every place you've eaten
I
at.
Don't love anything that much to drive all over the damn state for.
No.
No.
Unless he's getting it, you know, if it's paid.
Doesn't make any difference.
He's
you still got to travel to get there.
He's going around eating at these places. It's insane. I wouldn't do that. There's no macaroni tour that you could send me on mac and cheese. And I love mac and cheese, but I'm just not driving all over the state for it. I'd find like a really good mac and cheese place here and eat that. And that's what I would do. Somebody had a thought for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday. Don't forget, boys, tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday.
Okay, let's agree on something unlike last time.
Oh, stop it,
Why
Nicholas.
Why start now?
Songs with secret meanings, then explain the secret meaning.
Too much work.
Boy, there you talk about work. Listen, I do about 7 minutes worth of prep before a show, and you're trying to get me to do at least nine work. Or ten? You're out of your mind, sir. We got to keep this simple. Just like, let's just stick to something really simple. So what are your guys' thoughts for Way Back Wednesday tomorrow? In honor of Pride Week, I think we should do what the suggestion was a couple weeks ago and do anthems.
Yeah, but then Nick gets all the fun because he just puts his playlist down, like you said, and then we all got to work for it.
All right. Well, we come up with something. We got to come up with something before we go off the air. Nick, you guys, you come up with it. Joel and I have given suggestions. You haven't done anything.
I like it. Nick, you what? Come up with a topic for tomorrow.
Wait a second.
Like
I'm the one who's never come
and
up with suggestions.
You're the producer of this show. Okay. You should be the one that tells us this is what the theme is tomorrow.
Watch me suggest something today or tomorrow, and he's like, you know what, Nick? I'm not feeling that right now.
Who's going to say that?
Barry.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about it.
By the way.
And then he's going to go, I think we should do this, and then 30 seconds later, he's going to submit the list for that, and then it's going to be golden.
Are you guys done?
By the way, shout out to my buddy Joseph. He's listening on ESPN 97.5 right now.
But tell him to get the app.
Download the app, Joseph.
Thank you.
He lives really far, too, like Barry. Like
on the farm?
Yeah, we argue every time we go out. I don't even like driving to him because he lives like in another country, too.
Well, that's just the kind of friend that you are. By the way, someone sent me this video. I'm just going to play it from here, Nick, so you don't have to. But this is Yosemite Sam.
Just to play it.
It's going to be really solid audio. I'm going to play it on the mic from here.
That sounds awful.
Oh, I hate that rabbit.
That's right. As Yosemite Sam, not Elmer Fudd. So whatever, jerk face.
No, you're wrong, though, because Elmer Fudd also says, I did see that rabbit.
Yeah, but I said hate, Joel. There's a difference.
By the way, that's been bothering Barry for like the past
it
two
has,
hours.
But no I can question. Confirm now, thanks to a great listener, that it was Yosemite Sam. So shut it up. Okay, where was the question? Someone else had a question for us, and now I have lost it. You guys have thrown me all off here. Yeah. Where to go?
Are you going to read both Craig and Cody's tweets?
Should I? Oh, here was it. Looking to make a big bet on the Astros tonight. You think they win? And I'll let you go first.
Don't you put that in my lap.
Okay. I say, hell no, don't bet on the Astros. I wouldn't bet on baseball to begin with.
Does Fred or
never,
AJ?
No, never bet on baseball. It may be a series, maybe, you know, something like that. But I would never bet on an individual game. But I also don't bet on fighting. Like UFC fights and boxing and stuff, I won't bet on that because there's that puncher's chance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's that wild card that you really can't account for.
Take that Astros-A's game in Oakland where the Astros just got clobbered and gave up like eight early. Everybody said it was over and done with, and they just kept clawing back. And next thing you know, the Astros win the game.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. Baseball's a crapshoot when it comes to betting.
I know we have the caller with a suggestion, but we're getting now suggestions. Someone said artists who have passed away. You know what? I'm not reading these. This is Nick's job now. It's his job to come
Nick,
up with something.
Nick, get on the text line.
I'll come up with something, but you have to accept it, whatever it is.
Okay.
Well, within reason.
Yeah. No, Joel.
See?
Within reason.
Come on
you
now.
Know he could do the hokey
there's
pokey
nothing,
on us.
There's nothing that he could do that I couldn't come up with a list with. Because he also would have to do it. And I have confidence that my musical knowledge and my ability to Google is just as good as his. So,
polkas of the 80s.
Let's do it. Because I can polka. Do you know how to polka?
I'm from Wisconsin, Barry.
That's hilarious and sad, all in one ball of wax.
Nick, find Beer Barrel Polka.
Oh,
it's a catchy one.
Are you going to do it? Will Facebook Live it?
Not going to do it.
Damn it.
No.
That would have been
What's
good.
What's the point of playing
We can watch you doing the
because
James
it's
Harrison.
It's a catchy little jingle they play at baseball games Look, back in Milwaukee.
Nick, if Joel will Facebook Live doing the polka, you will Facebook Live doing the James Harrison push-up where you clap.
I'm
where
down.
Where you clap your
Deal.
Butt cheeks
Done.
In the air doing
Joel,
with your hands.
I'm not doing a damn polka, so that ain't happening.
See, I'm the team player.
I see that now. I think the whole world sees
don't
that now.
Don't cuss. Don't make me cuss.
The whole
don't
world.
Don't make me cuss.
I think it's obvious who is the one that's trying to ruin the show. Who? I mean, that's Joel.
Yeah.
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 Wait, you guys two against one me? That's never happened before. I don't get that. That's crazy.
Are we going to take this way back Wednesday?
Let's do it.
Suggestion?
Let's do it.
Okay, Nick, lead him in.
AKA.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Real quick, how about you guys do Way Back Wednesday from the year you lost your virginity sex song?
Well, then Nick can't play.
Oh.
It's got to be. AKA, it's got to be prior to 2000, bro. He would be eliminated, and Joel and I would have to pick up a slack, and I'm not doing that work.
You guys are making me hate AKA now. Why did you call in, AKA?
Well, how about the Eleanor?
The what?
The Eleanor?
Yeah, the first time he used Eleanor.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
L&R?
Eleanor.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
I don't know what the hell that is, AKA.
The left hand, the right hand.
Oh, hell. I got 1,000 songs for that. Oh, you said the first time. I thought you meant every time. You said first time. Okay.
I got an idea.
I think I was like 6. What year was that? That's 1980.
I got an idea, but we have to find out. And AKA, thanks for the call, brother. We appreciate it. We'll consider it. I got an
That's
idea.
Messed up.
I got an idea. How okay. about we let the listeners, and we get, there's got to be a way that we allow like some of our best suspects to make suggestions in which we would play. So we come up with the list, but then our listeners get to participate. So some of the best callers, tweeters, people like that, we can get them involved. Because they're always a lot of people always chime in with suggestions and ideas.
Yeah, I mean, like we have 5 or 6 different ideas. Like
we could throw out the topic tonight and we could get the best suggestions and go, this one was Abby's mom who had to have Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I mean,
I'm open to suggestions. I'm always open to interaction. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got...
That would have to be more coordinated than 40 minutes before we go off the air.
So, are we taking suggestions as, like, an idea?
Well, we can do that
track?
Next week.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can do like, that next week.
For one of the upcoming shows, we need to just throw it out there early in the week and let people make their suggestions, and then we can come up with, what, 24 songs?
So, Nick, as the producer of this fine radio program, your job now... is to come up with an idea for this week and next week so that we can go ahead and get the listeners to start sending in their ideas for next week's list.
Nick's not liking the fact that he's getting a lot more work out of
this. I don't care.
I can do it. I'll come up with
this
week and next week.
Nick is a smart guy.
I'll even start tweeting it tomorrow morning, and I'll just start like tweeting out like 2 or 3 suggestions, and I'll tag you guys. And then if
is that for next week?
No, for this week and next week.
Okay.
I'll have 4 or 5 in my back pocket that I'll be ready to.
You
pick.
Need to come up with one before we go off the air, Nick.
Why?
Because
the judge and jury said
you
so.
Excuse me, both of you just cried about this at the beginning
I said
of this segment.
All three
There's
of
no
us come up
radio.
Together with a suggestion or an idea. That's what I said. I said all three of us.
Well, and then I punted it to you. Did you see that audible where I was like, "Blue 44, Nick, go long." Yeah, that's
okay.
It's squarely on your shoulders to get this before 4 o'clock.
I wonder what Chuck,
it is squarely on your shoulders.
Should we take Chuck or should we go to break and then take Chuck?
No, we got to take Chuck.
Let's do it.
Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Chuck.
Show. Hey, I was just thinking, man, why don't y'all just bump back with some Led Zeppelin? Let's get some real good tunes going. You know, like When the Levee Breaks, a little Ramble On. You know, just a little classic rock.
We did classic rock already, though, Chuck. We did that a couple of weeks ago.
No, I'm talking about Led Zeppelin.
It was in the mix.
That crap y'all played.
No,
Chuck, that idea just got absolutely crapped on because of that comment right there.
Chuck, some of us played Led Zeppelin during the classic rock that we discussed.
Oh, well, you must. I missed it, man. I'm sorry. Guys.
Yeah, see?
I apologize to Nick.
My apologies. My apologies, guys. My apologies.
No worries, man. But I think a whole show of Led Zeppelin would be a little too much for me.
I could
do one or two.
Get to the archives.
Just one or two is enough. It's like Wham.
What about
you know,
the Who?
He just Chuck, who? How do you let that slide by? He just compared Led Zeppelin to Wham, and you let that get by you. That went right to the
final. I did hear him say Wham.
I mean, they're close, right, Chuck? They're about the same.
No, they're not close at all, man.
Chuck, you know you can wake me up, man, before you go to the Stairway to Heaven.
Man, I'm not even talking about Stairway to Wake Me Up to Go-Go. I'm talking about the stuff when you get down into the deep tracks.
Yeah.
And then you just
that could get us in deep trouble trying to hold an audience.
Cigarette.
Oh, I see now. Chuck just wants to get high and listen to the Usual Suspects for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I got you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hey,
that's a dream.
Appreciate the call, Chuck.
I'm the one that said it.
Yeah.
So I'll take the blame. All right, we got one segment to go before we wrap up this beautiful Tuesday afternoon show. So don't go anywhere. Brandon, we see you. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to you. We'll put a bow on it, and we'll turn it over to the Blitz. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick. Final segment before we go. Hey, if you are out there listening and this rain is screwing up your antenna, then you need to get the ESPN app, because that is one of the most reliable and best ways to listen to ESPN radio throughout the day. You can take it with you everywhere you go. You can listen in the car. You can listen in the house. You can listen at work. You can listen while you work out. You can listen during sex. It doesn't matter.
You can listen when you're getting hit in the face by wieners from a drone.
There you go. I said that was the last one I used, that example.
I just elaborated on it.
The reason why we're playing Africa by Toto is because we got a text with the idea for Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. They said, my idea for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday is every single song is just Africa by Toto. I love this song, by the way.
There's better by Toto.
Rosanna is good.
Hold the line.
This is fantastic. This is, to borrow a phrase from a friend of mine, this is phenomenal. So
you use that term friend loosely, by the way.
No.
Okay.
I don't know why you say that.
Phenomenal. You got to say it like that.
Phenomenal.
Like that.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Someone said it the other day and I pointed it out. Nick, you caught it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just did get news because we asked the question again, this time in the case of Colin McHugh, who is going to make a rehab assignment Friday for AA Corpus Christi.
I like it. That's good.
Boy, it's good news to start getting these arms working towards coming back.
That's right. A couple more suggestions. Do songs from the most often confused lyrics. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Like the one that I think I've used before on this show is my little sister always confused the song. She thought it said, "Give me the Beach Boys and free my soul."
Funny for me because...
But that's what he means.
I got a friend that was notorious for hacking up the lyrics to every song.
Yeah. So he could probably come up with a bunch of them. But that was another good suggestion.
He thought Rock the Casbar by The Clash was F the Task Force. And legitimately thought he was right.
What?
Yes.
Somebody wants us to do a whole DJ Screw Day, and one, to come up with 24 songs that people would recognize would be difficult.
Yeah.
And two... To find the clean versions of them would be next to impossible. So,
but we do have a song that is
a good idea, but it's not going
to
happen.
35 minutes long. We could just pick it up whenever we go to break and just see where we are on the song.
Oh, okay. Not bad. This was the final one I'm going to read, but it says, where the usual suspects do songs associated with crime or law and order. It's up to you, Nick. You're in charge. You're the man.
How about karaoke songs?
What? That's every song is a karaoke song. What are you talking about? Every song could be a karaoke song.
Not really.
See what you do when you give up. You give up karaoke.
This was the biggest mistake.
Good karaoke songs. Like good karaoke songs. Like songs that are good for karaoke. You've never heard of those tracks? Like Like for me, a good karaoke song would be like Sublime, Santeria. That's a good karaoke song.
Can you give us a little bit of it right now?
No, I'm just saying it's
go right now.
Karaoke. Negative. Do not it. Happening.
Sing it.
Come on, let's go.
You suck if you don't
you
sing it.
You do that
it.
Facebook Live thing, and I just well, might do some karaoke.
What were you supposed to do? You again, I just might you're quick face. About bringing back the Africa song, but when I wanted the Beer Barrel Polka, where the hell was that?
I couldn't spell. What is it? Beer what?
Beer, which is B-E-E-R.
I get that one.
Uh-huh. Barrel, which is B-A-R-R-E-L-L. And then
the suggestion
polka,
took care of everything
P-O-L-K-A.
Else.
I got it.
Someone said it's Casbah, not Casbar. How do you mess up the song title when you're correcting someone else's hair?
Well, you got
that snagglepuss.
I was going to say, you got the full-blown snagglepuss there.
I was laughing because your face, you were looking at me like, you
again,
son
one of
a...
these, yeah.
I already gave him that look today.
Really?
When he read one of those mean texts towards
oh,
me.
So, you did?
Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of babies. I'm reading my hate text too. Just relax a little.
Babies. The guy who laughs uncontrollably over Uranus. was... there he goes again.
That was pretty childish.
Jeez.
You know, the other day we were talking about the Raiders traveling. You guys remember that? How Nick was, he swore up and down that Raiders fan would travel to Vegas to watch games.
Yeah.
And I called him stupid.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I didn't call him stupid, but I might as well have.
Did.
I might as well have. So I came across this article that said, new study says Cowboys have NFL's best fans, ranks every fan base from best to worst. The way they ranked them is you have the overall rank. And then you have what's called fan equity, social equity, and road equity. Fan equity is like ticket sales, okay? Mm-hmm. Social equity is willingness to engage and discuss the team on social media. Road equity is how well they travel or turn out to games on the road, all right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Cowboys were number one.
I don't know about obviously, but go ahead.
Well, they were. They were number one in overall rank, fan equity, and road equity. Number two in social equity. So it wasn't even close. Your
depends
Packers,
on who you're polling.
Your Packers ended up ninth.
It's a screw job of false.
Eighth in fan equity, eighth in social equity, and 16th in road equity. So they're middle of the pack when it comes to turning up for road games.
It's false.
Nick, your Raiders were 20th overall.
Now they're your Raiders.
They were 31st in fan equity, 22nd in social equity. But here's where you redeem yourself. They were third in road equity.
Yeah.
So they travel or at least show up to games. Maybe not traveling, but there are Raider fans in other cities outside of Oakland that are going to games on a regular basis around the country. So, my friend, I tip my hat to you and say I apologize. I mean, you're still dumb, but not on that particular topic.
So I was looking at the only thing that made me actually worry about it was the fact that I thought it was a lot less of a drive than 8 hours.
No, it's a long ways from Oakland.
It's an 8.5 hour drive.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. Vegas is, I mean, close to L.A., not Oakland.
So then I was like, all right, maybe I am an idiot. But still, with the way Oakland flies across country.
Now,
meaningless games.
That's
meaningless games.
That they still have 8 at home every year. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a different story. But I think that the bigger thing is when you're in Vegas, I was telling some people today about this. I was talking to this about, so there's a couple of Southside police officers that I always see at Starbucks. And we were talking about that. And the big thing was the fact that Vegas, it's going to be like what you just had a bender on Saturday night, but you're probably staying over on Sunday night. You need to pass the time. It's not going to be going to the pool because it starts to get a little chilly there. And it's going to be like the social scene in Vegas. Everyone from the hotties and the single club to the high rollers, they're going to want to go watch an NFL game.
That's true. Your Texans, overall rank 22nd, fan equity 14. Not too bad. So they go to the games.
Middle of the pack.
Social equity, they were 13th. Care to take a guess what they were? Road equity?
I think they travel well.
Nick?
I really do.
They were dead last.
Yeah, I was going to say.
32 in road equity.
Why? They've got those Texans, two big groups that travel to every road game.
No, the Texans don't travel, and there are no Texans fans living in other cities.
Well, that I agree with. But I see on social media... that they have those two big groups, the traveling Texans or whatever it is, and they get like hundreds of people to go to road games.
Dead last, Joel. Dead
I bet
last.
You those groups are somewhere in the ballpark of like 30 10, people, 40
20,
people,
yeah.
more
no,
than 100.
I've seen the pictures outside the stadiums that they go to, and they literally have, looks like a couple hundred people in Texans gear.
They don't do that every game.
You're not going to get a Steeler fan to put on Texans
and
gear
again,
for a picture.
Again, this isn't so much about traveling, but it is about people living in other cities that root for that team. Houston is a destination city. People don't move from Houston and are lifelong Texans fans all over the country. It's the kind of the opposite. other people's fans are moving here. So I think that's partly why they came in dead last. So
at least you're happy your team was number one.
And something.
Yeah, you're a Cowboy fan for life.
What?
All right, so the Usual Suspects is about to sign off. That means that the Blitz is about to sign on. But in today, Barry, it is the Blitz, as you
the
said.
Bleh. No,
the Blitz. The Blitz is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.